750 years before Christ, it was promised in prophecy in Joel 2 and 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Jesus is the baptizer. In Matthew 3:11, it says, He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We are commanded to receive. In Luke 24:49, it says, Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, to tarry in the city of Jerusalem, until you are endued with power from on high. The Holy Ghost is another comforter, Spirit of truth. In John 14:16-17, it says, If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Ghost is promised to all. In Acts 2:39 says, For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Peter and John were sent to Samaria to believers. In Acts 8:15 says, He, when he had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. They did. The Roman centurion Cornelius, in Acts 10:44, said, While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Paul at Ephesus met disciples who had not heard of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 19:6, it says, And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. They saw and heard Pentecost in Acts 2:36. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. In John 14:26, it says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. The fulfillment of prophecy in Joel 3:28, 750 years before Christ. In Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Part of the Great Commission in Mark 16:15 says, And it saith to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Speaking in tongues builds faith. In Jude 1:20 it says, But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues speaks to God, and no man understands. In 1 Corinthians 14:2 it says, But he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Now this tells you that it's not a language, it's not a foreign language that people can understand, because only God understands it. Speaking in tongues edifies you. In 1 Corinthians 14:4 it says, He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. In our weakness, intercession comes from the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26 says, Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ask, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The first evidence of receiving the heavenly language is in Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. How do you receive the Holy Spirit? First, ask. Luke 11:13 says, If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Second, remember who the baptizer is, Jesus Christ. Matthew 3:11. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Third, yield to God. of people of faith. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues to make you hear vocal cords. So the scriptures about salvation, the no instructions exactly what to say to lead one to get saved. The church of spirit. Some people use a short spinning star, some use a longer one. There are scriptures about speaking in tongues, but no instructions exactly what to say to lead one to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. The church of spirit. Sometimes you speak in tongues right away, other times it may take a little while. There's sometimes a demon that must be cast out first because his job is to hinder you receiving this gift of God. We've had much discussion at this. There are scriptures about the living, but no instructions exactly what to say to cast out a demon. It takes experience. It is the experience of others as well as your own that you learn about the enemy. Sometimes you can get by with just come out and use a demon. Other times it may take 4 hours on one demon. Sometimes you can spend a long time doing warfare and that demon just will not bear. Someone who has little knowledge about the tactics of the demon will say something like this when praying for someone with a problem. Come out in Jesus' name. There, it's gone. If the demon ever left, he will be right back. If the person doesn't know how to keep it off and may have seven stronger demons with him. If you got temporary relief, the demons will kick him out for a while, giving you false hope. So how do demons come out? The words cast out in the dictionary means to vomit. Yet there you go. It's part of God. Demons leave by any air passage, yawning, coughing, passing gas. They also come out in tears, screaming, crying, running nose, popping up phlegm and unidentifiable things. Certain demons have a terrible odor when they leave. Sometimes the demons talk, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they are nasty and violent. Sometimes they run out fast, so they are not tormented by it. Sometimes they break the spell in the person. Other times they defiantly say they will not leave. So what do the demons look like? They must be all kinds of sizes and shapes and colors, but all go tough. They are pretty much running no same manner with different ranks. Occasionally you run into a prince or world ruler. Remember, in the name of Jesus, we have all power and all authority over all demons. According to Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29, some demons will take prayer and fasting to cast them out. Check the Bible for these two scriptures. These two scriptures are so strong and powerful that the devil has seen fit they have been removed from certain newer translations. All demons do not dwell in people. They all have a job. Some are in animals, some are assigned in certain locations on earth. How about dead man's curse? They call it that because so many people get killed by it. Guess what? There is a demon assigned to such places to do his job, and he does it well. In Jesus' name, we have the authority to bind up those demons, so they cannot do their job. It works, too. There are demons called suggesting demons. Their job is to get in your mind just long enough to give you a bad suggestion and then leave. If you dwell on it, it could be sin. If delivered, you know to immediately rebuke and cast out such thoughts in the name of Jesus. There are demons whose job it is to make electronic equipment malfunction or break down. There are divorce demons and family breaking demons. These are very successful. If divorce runs in your family or your spouse's family, you better be seeking deliverance no matter how good your marriage seems now. Deliverance really is the answer to everything. Sickness, mental problems, pain, depression, suicide, fear, drugs, alcohol, anything. If deliverance would do all it's supposed to do, you would think we would get no rest with all the people seeking help. But that's not true. You know why? The devil has infiltrated the church, the pastors, and the congregation. You are destroyed for lack of guidance. You say you have a rotten marriage, but it's not a demon. It's just him or her. It's that demon. Seek help. You don't need a counselor, or a doctor, or a psychiatrist, or a psychologist. You need deliverance. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. This scripture is why we start our Friday service at 7:14 p.m. Seeking deliverance is humbling, but rewarding and beneficial. Now the goal is a permanent walk in deliverance. You don't do quick fixes. If you just want the quick smoking, then forgive it. You can't help anyone if you don't want your entire life in tune with God's perfect will. Then do the test out and summon the salt ice cream. Just what his job was. And make the person eat cones of ice cream. In other words, go down. Just come up in a good way and you will see the picture. Half man, half fish. This demon did not budge, but finally told us his legal hold had to do with the grandmother. He broke his legal hold in Jesus' name, and eventually he left. Part of deliverance is learning about your enemy. When you read about voodoo, Satan worshiping, and the like, you better believe it. Because just as we have power in Jesus' name, they have certain powers too. Remember, we learn from experience. Some people don't believe in hell, but it is still there. This craft can take part of your soul and put it in an earthen vessel. The soul is the mind, will, and emotion. Part of spiritual warfare is to send angels to go and break these vessels and return any fragmented soul. Voodoo icing is a term of fire when it takes the name or a picture, place it in a glass of ice, and put it in the freezer. This can freeze a person's finances or affection. It is a curse that must be broken. Voodoo dolls work. If you look up in any encyclopedia, the origin of dolls, it is demonic, any kind of doll. Many common churches have puppet and doll ministries. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You may be on the outside looking in at deliverance, and your demons will be telling you how ridiculous this all is. But when you are on the inside, after going through deliverance, you really see the light as God intended. Now you don't conform to the world. When you find out the origin of dolls, you get rid of your dolls and your family. When you find out the origin of Christmas, New Year's, Easter, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, etc., you don't have anything to do with these holidays. When you find out that according to the Bible, Christmas is a symbol of bondage and slavery, you no longer wear them. When you find out that the cross was used as a pagan symbol long before Jesus Christ died on one, you get rid of all your crosses. In almost every country of the world, non-Christians use a cross in some way as part of their beliefs. When you find out about music and what the devil has done to infiltrate Christian homes and minds, you stop listening to it, including much Christian music. Well, you sure have to give up a lot to walk in deliverance. Okay? Most of all, you leave your so-called friends. Just why? Because they have demons and you don't. Or at least they're getting rid of all yours. You can't have the mind of Christ and go and sin no more with all the junk that goes on in most Christian lives. Have you noticed the rise in saying about Satan worship? How about witchcraft? Some claim to be doing great witchcraft and not bad witchcraft. If it doesn't come from God, then it comes from the devil. Even the head of the Satanist church headquartered in San Francisco says, witchcraft is witchcraft. When a witch's cousin calls up a demon to cause bodily harm or sickness to you, what can you do as a typical Christian that is content with just going to church? Nothing. Know what the living people do daily? In Jesus' name, they bind up all demons' saints and they turn them to the sender to do to them what they were supposed to do to you. That doesn't sound godly or having much love you say. The devil and his demons want to kill you, steal from you, or destroy you, according to John 10:10. We are not supposed to be on the defense, only fighting or asking the Lord for help when we have problems or are under attack. We are supposed to be on the offense, destroying the work of the devil, as Jesus said. When we put on the full armor of God daily, it is for offense, beating the enemy with all the weapons possible. You may not even have your armor on because no one ever told you about the warfare going on. You're all aware of some big-time preachers who fell or having financial or other problems. Without fail, all the big-time preachers teach and believe that Christians cannot have demons. The devil loves them dearly because look at all the followers they have they are also destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Some even think that maybe Christians can have demons, but they certainly don't have any. My heart is for Christians who neither for this life with all the problems that can be taken care of by deliverance. The evidence of deliverance is you don't have the problem anymore. Then lady came for help because she knows that her sin did not hurt like they used to after deliverance. Yes, cursing is caused by a demon. There are many satanic symbols today that you may have in your home or even being worn on your body as jewelry or on clothing. Oh, come on, it's just jewelry, is it? That is because there is so much of it sold in every possible form. When you have it, it gives the demons attached to it little grounds to stay. Do you have a Buddha statue? It is a figure of their God and forbidden by our God in the Bible. It puts a curse on you from God. Also, look on the back side of the statue. If there is a plug-like thing, that is where the people who made it or others called up demons and put the demons in the statue. No plug, it's still an abomination of God. If you raise your index finger and little finger, you are displaying the satanic symbol called the horned hand. It lets people know you are in the occult. The numbers 666 and 999 are satanic symbols. The letter F, being the sixth letter of the alphabet, makes FFF a symbol of the devil. The swastika, or broken cross, is of ancient origin long before Hitler. It's the satanic symbol. The satanic symbol of anarchy is a letter A in a circle. The three points of the A touch the inside of the circle, and the cross line extends outside left and right circle walls. A quarter moon and a star are satanic in nature, representing the moon goddess Diana. The United States is 200 years old, but the five-pointed star was used as a symbol for magic and the occult long before our founding fathers chose the star symbol. Coincidence? Look the back of a $1 bill. Notice the all-seeing eye and triangle on the left side. This is a satanic sign of the Illuminati, a secret organization waiting to take over the world. It represents the sun god. In deliverance, you learn new things almost daily. Just now, as I was looking at the back of the $1 bill, I looked at the right side of the great seal of the United States. I collected the stars and found the people. There is a hexagon, also referred to as the seal of Solomon. It is said to be one of the most powerful symbols in the occult. It has six points. Also on the seal, starting at the top and bottom center, and making two B's, you have the occult symbol used by the Masons. Coincidence? George Washington was a Mason. His face is on the flip side, too. A five-point star is called a pentagon. When it is in a circle, it is called a pentagram. One point is at the top, and it is used in magic by witches. An upside-down pentagram, often called the Baphomet, is satanic in nature and represents the goat head, which is the symbol for Satan himself. If possible, they have a goat head as satanic worship places. The two points up are the goat horns, and the one point down is his beard. Also, the symbol is used by the Masons and the Eastern Star. The satanic in nature. A point in the center of the circle indicates Lucifer as the point of light inside the sun. A triangle pointing up or down is a sign of the unholy trinity to Satan and is revealed as a holy symbol. A triangle in a circle is a really high holy symbol of Satanism. Notice how many things on the market today are shaped like a triangle. Clocks, radios, buildings, the list goes on. Pyramids are triangles. You will find many satanic symbols used on the patches of the bullstrap, thrustrap, and massive space program. Crystals are raised today. They are demonic. You get your very own demon in every tooth. It is part of the New Age movement. How about uniforms? This is cheap. There are statues and pictures and stuffed animals and blankets and jewelry and on and on. Yep, you guessed it. Unicorns are symbols for Satanism. occultism looks at it as a symbol of their God. I read a testimony which is having a unicorn whatnot in the house caused financial and sexual problems. They stick a lot in your life, 12 days at night. If you look around your house, you may find pictures and the like of dogs or owls. Oh no, not my ceramic dogs and owls, yes. People laugh at Jesus too for what he taught and did. The people that won were the ones that listened and acted upon his word. As a parent, you may be allowing the door to be wide open for doing it. How? Well, first of all, God has ordained the man, not the woman, to be the high priest of the home. If you are a single female parent, then you and not your children are the high priest. As the high priest, you are required to teach the things of God to your family. You are also told to discipline your children when necessary. If you don't, that is rebellion in the eyes of God, and the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft, which brings a curse on your family. Second, are you allowing your children, including teenagers, to do what they want? Have you listened to the words of their music? Have you looked at the album covers or posters that are hanging in your home? You are held accountable to God for what is brought into your home. There are demons assigned to all these things. Two very strong demons found in most people are Jezebel and Ahab. The typical sign is the woman runs the show or runs the place in the family. The man does whatever his wife says. People use the word Jezebel all the time, jokingly, not knowing the powerful witch spirit that is living inside people. Men can have Jezebel, and women can have Ahab. Read about them in the Bible in the Book of Kings. Do you pray over your food before you eat it? You should. Not just to your family, but to protect yourself from harm. If someone is a witchcraft or Satanism working in a restaurant, puts a curse on the food, you're a threat. The demons must obey the commands they are given. The blood of Jesus washes our sins white as snow when we ask Him. The blood of Jesus also protects us from the demons. The demons hate it. Do you have anything red in your home? It may just be red for you, and the demons know it. In our home, we intentionally buy things that are red because to us, the color red represents the blood of Jesus, and the demons know it. Almost everyone who comes to the us makes a comment about all the red. At this point, they do not know it is their demon talking, but that the demons know what it represents. Well, in this almost 60 minutes, I have brought to you just some of the things you learn and do in a deliverance ministry. We are all called into the ministry according to Jesus Christ in Mark 16:17, which says, "These signs shall follow them that believe, and in my name shall they cast out demons." Now, either you are a believer or you aren't. A common statement made by demons to people is that deliverance ministries are out of bounds. Jesus taught, healed the sick, and cast out demons. We do all that. If you don't do all things, get things out of bounds. Ask the pastor to cast some demons out of you. See what he says. Maybe it is time to move to a church teaching and practicing deliverance. If you are a pastor and want to teach and practice deliverance at your church, you will lose about 90% of your teeth. If you have a wife, she will probably tell you you are crazy. If your church has a headquarters, they will threaten you with losing your temper. John 24:16 says, "Choose ye this day whom ye will serve." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Ephesians 4:11-12 says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfection of the church, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you pastors according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Jeremiah 2:8 says, "That pastors also transgress against you." Jeremiah 10:21 says, "For the pastors are become greedy, and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not pastor, and all their flocks shall be scattered." Jeremiah 12:10 says, "Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have scattered my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness." Jeremiah 23:1 says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastors, saith the Lord." Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon ye the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. And for deliverance ministries we have Jeremiah 23, verse 4. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. In closing, this is faith, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for giving me all power and all authority over all demons. I cover up from those listening to the church, the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your warrior angels completely surrounding us, protecting us, and doing battle for us. Now I attack from the third heaven and bind the strong man over the end-time delivery center, each person listening and online. In Jesus' name, I bind and break the power over all demons present and put you in the box. I send willing angels over witchcraft heaven to stop the enemy, to break the ancient vessels and bring back our fragmented souls. In Jesus' name, I break all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, potions, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, psychic souls, and psychic traps, and I return them to the standard sevenfold, and I bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.